Time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There was an hours-long standoff Tuesday afternoon at a Petaluma motel with a man accused of domestic violence, arson, evading arrest, and weapons charges. It all started with a domestic violence call at a home on Harvest Lane in Santa Rosa Saturday night. Police were not able to arrest the man that evening. The next day, he was spotted in a blue Ford F-150 pickup truck. Police attempted to pull him over, but he refused, and a pursuit was initiated. Eventually, it was called off over public safety. Later, a fire broke out at the suspect's home on Harvest Lane, but was quickly extinguished. Inside, they found more than a dozen guns. Eventually, police found he was staying at a motel on South McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. Santa Rosa police, the SWAT team, and Petaluma police all surrounded the motel, and after the suspect fired several shots, it was determined he shot himself. He was taken into custody and remains in critical condition at a hospital with life-threatening injuries. His name has not been released, only that he is a male in his mid-50s. The Fire Victim Trust Administrator has announced another round of payments to survivors is on the way. So far, victims have received 60% of their claims for the losses of the 2017 fires, Butte Fire, and the 2018 Camp Fire. That number will grow to 66% starting April 25th. The total for the victims' trust is $14 billion, still a little short of the $19.2 billion awarded by the court. In sports, the Warriors play the Mavericks in Dallas tonight at 5:30. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from tonight through tomorrow. Otherwise, sunny, breezy, and warm today with mid to upper 60s. Clear and breezy tonight with 40s, sunny, windy, and warm for tomorrow with upper 60s and low 70s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
102.7 The
Wolf. All right, guys, a little after 8 o'clock, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Got a whole laundry list of good stuff coming up this hour. Hearts on the way. Also, Bob Seger is in the mix, as well as Billy Idol, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Bee Gees, Bill Collins, Mr. Mister, and the Steve Miller Band. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
I just died in your arms tonight.
curtains closed. The cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this?
Somebody. meep, meep.
All right, starting to pick up out there, so let's get another check on that commute now from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Plenty of slow going now heading into downtown Santa Rosa. Good morning. Traffic sponsored by eBay Motors. The northbound 101 commute will bog down out of Roner Park from Wilfred Avenue and pretty much stay slow all the way to College Avenue without a break. Southbound 101, a bit heavy at River Road. Again, at College Avenue, it looks pretty good at the county line if you're heading into Marin. But once you get to Novato, southbound 101 slam from Roland Boulevard all the way down to the Civic Center. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride for the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
You gotta toss and turn.
Rewinds 1975.
What a shocker. The FBI can't find Jimmy Hoffa after he lunches with a known mafia figure. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is flying straight to number one at the box office. In Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa City Council votes to preserve the historic Fountain Grove Round Barn. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind. Make it. Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise, and I just can't.
America at 102.7 The Wolf. Rock and Ricky Michaels here on this Wednesday. Don't forget, guys, you can join up with the Wolf Pack anytime you want. Just go to thewolf.fm. And speaking of the Wolf Pack, we do have some members celebrating birthdays. Suzanne Geske, happy birthday to you. Stacey Del Campo and Nancy Bazzali, happy birthday from all of us here at 102.7 The Wolf.
the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. During the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting last night, Sonoma County Health Services Director Tina Rivera spoke about the county increasing its fight against racial discrimination. She wants it declared a public health crisis. The board went on to approve a resolution to recognize racism as a threat to public health. The meeting was not without controversy, as several people spoke in opposition to the resolution, including one who caused sheriff's deputies to clear the room after board chair David Rabbit called for a recess. Sonoma County has announced applications for the wood chipper program are now open. Residents in unincorporated parts of the county may apply for a free two-hour visit to have cut trees and brush processed into mulch. There are specific guidelines, and available slots are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. You can get all the information you need and apply through the PermitSonoma.org website. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project on Tuesday went before a San Mateo County judge, arguing for DNA testing to help prove Scott Peterson did not kill his pregnant wife. The hearing was mostly procedural, with the judge setting dates in the next few months to hear motions by Peterson's attorneys and deadlines for both sides to file court documents. In sports, the Warriors play the Mavericks in Dallas tonight at 5:30, and Steph Curry's been cleared to resume on-court activity as he recovers from his right ankle sprain. Your forecast, we do have a wind advisory from tonight at 10 p.m. through tomorrow at 5 p.m. Otherwise, today, sunny, breezy, and warm with mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and breezy, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, very windy, and warm with upper 60s and low 70s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date